We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Hi, Jonathan. Can't you guys see? He's here. He's just invisible. What are you guys doing this morning? You know, this is the first week of me doing this solo, but there are no changes. Everything's going to be just exactly the same. I have two movies, two new releases, actually one new movie and one new drama series. And our first up is 나일강의 죽음, Death on the Nile. I hope you are a fan of mystery thriller. This is mystery thriller film directed by actor-director Kenneth Branagh. This is based on the 1937 novel of the same name by Agatha Christie, as you know. This is a sequel to Murder on the Orient Express, which came out in 2017. This film stars Branagh returning as Hercule Poirot, along with Tom Bateman, also returning from the first film, Annette Bening, Russell Brand, and Gal Gadot. This is the third screen adaptation of Christie's novel, following the 1978 film and an episode of the television series Christie's Poirot, broadcast in 2004. This one, the original, Death on the Nile, is 1978 British mystery film based on the same novel, directed by John Gilliman and adapted by Tony Schaeffer. The original film features the Belgian detective Poirot, played by Peter Ustinov, for the first time, plus an all-star supporting cast including Maggie Smith, Angela Lansbury, Betty Davis, Mia Farrow, and Jack Warden. The story takes place in Egypt in 1937. Poirot's Egyptian vacation aboard a glamorous river steamer turns into a terrifying search for a murderer when a picture-perfect couple's honeymoon is tragically cut short. This film was shot mostly on a period paddle steamer on the Nile. Various famous ancient Egypt sites are featured in the film, if you're curious to see, such as the Great Pyramids, of course, the Sphinx and temples at Abu Simbel and Karnak, sometimes out of sequence. The boat trip scenes start at Aswan, move downstream to Karnak, and then shift upstream to Abu Simbel. When the 2017 remake of Murder on the Orient Express made a killing, then maybe I have been a surprise, but no one should have been shocked that director star Kenneth Branagh, his epic, stashed like a furry face belt, and screenwriter Michael Green would head back to the whodunit Queen's Poirot Library for another starry production. You could even call their choice of follow-up a copycat crime, since an adaptation of Death on the Nile was also what followed the 1974 film of Express. The 1978 Death, the original of this original film, however, necessitated a change in Poirot from Alva Finney to Peter Ustinov, even as it stuck to the story points and suspect roster of 1937 tale of loyal betrayal and love.
Download the Arirang Radio application.
Type in
A-R-I-R-A-N-G.
Arirang Radio on your app store.
Download it and listen to
Arirang Radio.
88.7 in Jeju City.
88.1 in Seogwipo City.
101.9 in the Taejong area.
Channel 144 on Sirius XM in the U.S. Arirang Radio.
Tune in. Arirang Radio.
Our second choice for this week is 지금 우리 학교는. I mean, it's been a little while since it came out, but still, it's a brand new drama. Another zombie drama. This series follows a group of students attempting to survive a zombie apocalypse swarming a suburban high school in the fictional Korean city of Hyosan. Actually, Hyosan is a fictional city. It doesn't exist. This drama is written by Chun Sung-il. I think Chun Sung-il wrote several dramas. and directed by Lee Jae-kyu. We talked about him yesterday. He's the director of Intimate Strangers, 완벽한 타인. Actually, there are two directors for this drama, Lee Jae-kyu and Kim Nam-soo. This is the latest in a list of Korean zombie films and series that have gained huge global viewerships, including Train to Busan, Kingdom, and Hashtag Alive. This drama became the number one Netflix show in more than 50 countries. I think it's over 80 countries now, including the U.S. As of now, this show is currently number two in the U.S. In contrast to its predecessor, the show revolves around young people, students mostly, and relatively young rookie actors, including Park Ji-hoo from Perse, Yoon Chan-young, he did a lot of dramas, Cho Yi-hyun and Romon, backed by a solid team of veteran actors, including Lee Sang-hee and Jeon Bae-soo. This is based on a well-known 2009 Korean webtoon. The drama includes more messages about the role adults play in protecting children during times of crisis. This high school, Hyosan-go, becomes ground zero for a zombie virus outbreak. Students are trapped, and they must fight their way out or turn into one of the rapid infected. This is a very clever and, I would say, effective zombie story. It follows people who become trapped after the outbreak of a zombie virus, and they use everything at hand to protect themselves and survive. Some of the characters include Nam Eun-jo, played by Park Ji-hoo. Her dad is a firefighter, and she teaches her useful survival skills to her friends. Lee Cheong-san, played by Yoon Chan-young. He's Eun-jo's childhood friend who has a thing for her. And we also have Choi Nam-na, played by Cho Yi-hyun, the class president. The best part of this drama, all of us are, that is that it's thrilling zombie drama, but it's also about the lives of high school students. This drama is equal to, if not bigger than, the apocalypse taking place around them. It makes the show fresh, helps it stand out from other zombie shows out there. The zombie outbreak could also be seen as a COVID metaphor. I mean, in fact, they use a lot of, the exactly same expressions that we use for COVID-19. And there are some references to Seoul Ferry tragedy. Variety chief TV critic Caroline Famke praised the show's ability to make the most out of its nightmarish central location to otherworldly dizzying effect. She wrote in a review that, with the high school survivors stuck inside their school for most of the season, writer Chun Sung-il and director Lee Jae-kyu have to keep finding inventive ways to make each classroom and confrontation a terrible new challenge. And they do. Yes, I agree mostly, but I have to say this. This is a bit too long. I thought it would have been so much better if the show were, let's say, 8 to 10 episodes instead of 12. But there's some great action scenes towards the end, so please check out this series. I hope you guys could check out all these movies and dramas that we mentioned. Whichever you choose, you won't get disappointed, especially 지금 우리 학교는. It's phenomenal.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.